If you could put a bench anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? It's a question we ask every guest we invite into the Green Room. Benches have an impact for lots of different reasons for many people, so I'm always interested to hear their responses.
I would love to have a bench in the middle of the rainforest.
Yeah.
The sound and the beauty and the way it feeds the soul, being surrounded by such magnificent trees. I can't think of anywhere better to be.
Benches are an important part of our public spaces, from our parks and green spaces to high streets and residential areas.
So I wouldn't put a new bench somewhere. I maybe would just celebrate a bench that already exists, because I am lucky enough to be able to walk through Hyde Park. It is just amazing.
They also bring people together outside, and for some, they can be a source of good memories and inspiration.
This is a tricky question because I love so many spots around the world. But I've chosen one is in the middle of the Millennium Bridge.
Wow.
I remember being there, you know, when I first moved to London. That's when you're sort of in the middle of that. You see the, you know, St. Paul's at one end, Tate Modern at the other. You see Tower Bridge, you see Canary Wharf around you. You see London sort of shrouded around you.
And the views from some of our guests' benches are so well described, it's as though we are there.
I grew up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, and there's something that is awe-inspiring about standing or sitting in a place that, as far as the eye can see, is uninterrupted vistas of woodland.
It instantly made me think of Richmond Hill, looking down over the Thames. It already has huge numbers of benches, so I don't think it needs any more, but it's a space and a view that I've always come back to throughout my career. And looking down across that ever-changing river landscape is unbelievably beautiful to me.
I'd have to have two places. I have to have one home in the UK, and it would be Lower Town in St Martin's on the Isles of Scilly, overlooking the other islands and the beautiful white beaches and the turquoise blue sea. But for overseas, it would have to be in Doubtful Sound in New Zealand. It is just the most beautiful, unspoiled place I've ever been to.
We'll be back next month with another episode. If you fancy joining us in the Green Room for a chat, please get in touch.